Jason Lee Podcast.
Here we go. Welcome back to an all new episode of the Jason Lee Podcast. Boy, this fake clapter actually gives me hope. We should have a studio audience. We just don't have the space. So we have Kaylin, who's doing multiple jobs today. She's doing like three. She's almost Jamaican. And one friend in the studio. So if you hear extra clapter, it's not that we've done anything different. Marina's back to work. She's back from spending the holidays with her family and not her man. You still haven't introduced.
Damn, not right off the jump like that. That's crazy. Yikes.
Have you thought about a timeline of when the introduction is going to happen?
No.
But shouldn't you?
Okay, my whole family has met Max except for my dad.
Right, but that's I saw your dad smoking a cigarette. Which, by the way, I don't, not to shame her dad, because, you know, he's our dad too, but like a cigarette in 2025?
Indoors while cooking eggs.
Just put a patch on him. No, saw him cooking breakfast and smoking a cigarette. I would have called the police.
Correct.
Like, I just think that's a lot of sense.
Yep.
And there's like ash in the egg now. Like,
no, I was looking in the egg. There was no ash.
Well, you know, my mama was white. A little bit of dandruff is just seasoning. But no, I mean, when are you going to say, Dad, this black man is going to be the bearer of your grandchildren?
Well, let me tell you something. My dad's never met any boyfriend I've ever had in my whole life. So yeah, I'm scared of him.
Maybe he thinks you're a lesbian.
He does. He asked my mom if I'm a lesbian.
Really?
I swear to God.
And what'd she say?
Because I kind of look like, you know, a little...
No, you don't.
Studley Dudley sometimes.
No.
Yes, I do.
No, you actually, last couple shows, you came in here with your hair combed like you was fucking a black man.
I mean, it's kind of like, God!
There was a lot of volume.
Oh, yeah, with the curls.
Anyway, okay, so, hey, Max, Merry Christmas. How is it spending Christmas with your family when your man's at home with your dog, though?
I had my dog.
Okay. Max, does he go to his family?
Yes.
Okay.
He wanted me to go to his family, but I'm like, no, I'm going with my family.
So the blacks know that he has a girlfriend who's not black.
Yes, his white side knows too.
But the whites in your side don't know that the black is. Most of the whites do, just the one white.
The one.
Okay. The main.
The patriarch.
The patriarch. I almost said the far.
And
far
that's no shit. Yeah. Even I did it Croatian guys actually, and I still will never introduce him to my
dad. Because what? Is there like a cultural thing where like you're only supposed to meet the future husband of your daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just scary. My dad hates everybody, even like my friends. If they have like a lot of earrings or whatever, he's like, they look like a Christmas tree. Like my dad talks shit
so
about
very
everybody.
Very traditional.
What?
But okay. He just wants you to be with a Croatian person, though, right?
Listen.
So clearly he doesn't watch the show.
My dad can't even barely understand English
okay, so
like that.
So he just looking. Well, you know, they do have subtitles. We're like, what? She's with a black man. What the hell? Anyway. Well, everybody, you enjoy Christmas. This has been a crazy New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, New Year's Week. So if we made it here, let me give you a round of applause for making it through another year. This has been a good year for me and a good year for many, but it has also been a year that people have been excited to escape. And I don't know if it's you, me or you, this, 2024 went by hella fast.
Mm-hmm. So fast.
We're already 6 months away from the Impact Awards. You know. Like, life, when you get older, starts moving at a non-glacial mm-hmm. pace. Is it moving fast for you?
Yes.
It's moving uncomfortably
fast.
And for those of you celebrities that watch the show, because I know a lot of your fans, you know, somewhere peeking around corners or looking through blinds, watching all the mess to see who's on the docket today. I have to tell you, stop being afraid to come on the Jason Lee Show. Whatever's going on with Jay-Z and Beyonce, you don't have to worry about it, because unless you have a 13-year-old tucked away in a closet, you don't have anything to worry about. Right?
Everyone's afraid.
Everybody's terrified.
And everybody who's come on the show has had a great experience. So I think they should just base
but
it off.
But everyone
of that.
Who's come to the show at the end, they're always like, this wasn't that bad.
Right.
They
but everybody is nervous at first.
Yeah.
When people always sit down, I can feel the sweating.
Yeah.
And I can feel the tremoring, you know, because you just never know what's going on in this sick head of mine. However, I will tell you, it's always to make sure people look better, feel better, seem better, you know, at the end of the interview. We do have shows lined up, and I'm excited for those that we've already done. And we are going to be airing exclusively on the Zeus Network. And we are now into the award show for 2025, since it's now 6 months away. I'm excited about that. Had a really good call. Again, shout out to Lemuel Plummer over at the Zeus Network, who's a really good partner of ours. All right, I'm going to spare. Do we have anything? Do y'all want to do any updates on anything you've been doing?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Rob still has his bad bitch surgery plate on his stomach. Instead of going to the gym, he just went etch sketch his abs in, and he's walking around. You know, he makes it a point. You know how like when girls let some young man shoot up the club, and you know they what? Don't, and they don't take that morning after pill, and they know they got something baking in the oven. How they walk around rubbing their stomach at 1 week of conception. Well, Rob is walking around rubbing his stomach uncontrollably to let us know that he had somebody suck and tuck his abs. And I think you're cheating, but I want to know how your results come out, because I'm also considering the etch and sketch process. Although I don't really care, I'm not gonna do that. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for the future.
They're gonna do it while they're in there.
Are you healed yet?
Not fully. It takes about 6 months to fully heal.
Ugly.
Wow. Okay.
It takes. Sorry, that was an example. Not an example. That was a. I was reaching for something and I pushed the button on accident. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, it takes about 6 months to fully heal, and I'm only 2 months in. But I also, it's not cheating. I go to the gym still 4 days a week, and I started taking boxing classes. So I'm very active. Period. Thank you very much.
Have you had sex while you've had this surgery, this thing?
No. Yes.
You've had sex?
No, I don't wear it.
Wait, but you've had sex while you're healing from a surgery?
Yes, it's been 2 months.
I thought it was sore.
It's numb.
But you clearly can't lay on your stomach. I mean, you clearly can't lay on your stomach.
I can do whatever I need to do. I'm just numb.
I need a tutorial. Okay. Well, either way, just a quick recap. Rob is having sex while he's recovering from bad bitch surgery, and Marina is hiding her black boyfriend.
It's time for the God! Tea with Jason Lee. The headlines are, you know what?
It's time for the tea with Jason Lee. Happy New Year's. And they say I don't give people their flowers. I'm so underrated. Listen, let's just get straight to it. What a year it's already starting out with terrorists attacking us all over the country. I think these are terror cells that have to live within our country, because people are saying that there's an ISIS flag that was found in one of the cars. So let me just get right to it. The new year has opened with heartbreaking news after 10 people were killed and at least another 35 were injured when a pickup truck drove into a crowd on Bourbon Street. Now, the New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick detailed horrific events, stating that the assailant drove around the barricades and surged down Bourbon Street. Now, if you've never been to New Orleans, you've never been down, there for Mardi Gras stuff, Bourbon Street is heavily attended by people in the surrounding areas and tourists who come to get beads and stuff thrown at them. Well, New Year's, I mean, just like New York City and Times Square, people fill the streets. Well, this person drove down the street in very intentional behavior before opening fire on responding officers. Now, two officers were shot, but reported to be in stable condition. The FBI has identified, and this is the part that I don't like to say, because he's black. And you know, every time some terrorist shit happens, I ain't gonna lie, no shade to white folks, we're always happy and relieved that it ain't one of us. Well, mm-hmm. This one, we gonna own this one. His name is Shamsa Din Jabbar, a 42-year-old U.S. Army veteran. He was the driver of the vehicle using the attack. Let me show you a photo of Shamsud. Okay, this is him. Well, Jabbar's last known address was traced back to a white mobile home. Well, maybe he was white. All the way back in Houston, Texas, even though he was from Beaumont, because I did just see a video before I came into the show. Well, the FBI also reported that an Islamic State group ISIS flag was recovered from the trailer hitch on the pickup truck, which officials said he rented it from Turo. Now, both President Joe Biden and President-elect Donald Trump addressed the nation. Let me let you hear what Joey had to say.
I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after a despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours. To all the families of those who were killed, to all those who were injured, to all the people of New Orleans who are grieving today, I want you to know I grieve with you. Our nation grieves with you. We're going to stand with you as you mourn and as you heal in the weeks to come. I want to thank our brave first responders and law enforcement personnel who stopped the attacker in his tracks before he could kill or injure even more people. And I want to thank you to everyone at the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, including the FBI, for working nonstop to investigate this heinous act. The FBI is leading the investigation to determine what happened, why it happened, whether there was any continuing threat to public safety. Here's what we know so far. The FBI has reported to me the killer was an American citizen, born in Texas. He served in the United States Army on active duty for many years. He also served in the Army Reserve until a few years ago. The FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill, The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle, which he rented to conduct this attack. Possible explosives were found in the vehicle as well, and more explosives were found nearby. The situation is very fluid, and the investigation has a preliminary stage. And the fact is that right now, the law enforcement and intelligence community are continuing to look for any connections, associations, or co-conspirators. We have nothing additional to report at this time. The investigation is continuing to be active, and no one should jump to conclusions. I've directed my Attorney General, the FBI Director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, and the intelligence community to work on this intensively until we have a full and complete information. And once we have that information, I will share that information as soon as we can confirm it. Additionally, we're tracking the explosion of a cyber truck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Law enforcement and the intelligence community are investigating this as well, including whether there's any possible connection with the attack in New Orleans. Thus far, there's nothing to report on that score at this time. I directed my team to make sure every resource is made available to federal, state, and local law enforcement to complete the investigation in New Orleans quickly and to make sure there is no remaining threat to the American people. And we'll support the people of New Orleans as they begin the hard work of healing. New Orleans is a place unlike any other place in the world. It's a city full of charm and joy. So many people around the world love New Orleans because of its history, its culture, and above all, its people. So I know, while this person committed a terrible assault on the city, the spirit of our New Orleans will never, never, never be defeated. It always will shine forth. We've seen that time and time again throughout its history, and I know we'll see it again in the days and weeks ahead. May God bless the people of New Orleans. May God bless our police and our first responders. May God protect our troops, and we'll keep you fully contemporaneously informed. Thank you.
Joe is tired. He is ready to get out of office. He is tired, you know. And so, Joe, thank you, President Biden. Thank you for your service, and thank you for getting up there one more time to give a speech. But you can go ahead and just lay down for the rest of the presidency. Well, in Las Vegas, one person is dead after a Tesla Cybertruck exploded at the entrance of a Trump Hotel and Casino, also on New Year's Day. Now, Las Vegas Sheriff Kevin McMill said a vehicle fire was reported after 8:40 a.m. on Wednesday. Emergency crews arrived to find a 2024 Tesla Cybertruck, which is owned by Elon Musk, who's the president of the United States. Anyway. It was engulfed in flames and there was one person dead inside the truck. Take a look at the burned truck. Okay. This thing exploded right in front of this hotel. I have stayed at this hotel. It is right across the street from Macy's and the Fashion Show Mall. The worst beds in history, by the way. Now, I'm not saying this because it's owned by Donald Trump. I'm just saying, Donald Trump, when it comes to being a hotelier, you're fired. It's a horrible, horrible hotel. Worst bed, hardest bed, worst room service. Everybody that works there is white, even the housekeepers. I'll just say
allegedly,
because I don't want to get sued. I didn't see anybody of color. Maybe that was intentional. Either way, they said the guy apparently allegedly shot himself in the head right before he blew up the truck. The truck got there 17 seconds later. It blew up. There was a guy standing outside with his luggage. Anyhow, authorities also reported that fireworks, gas tanks, and camping fuel were connected to a detonation system controlled by the driver. So at least seven other individuals sustained minor injuries as a result of the explosion. Now, subsequent investigators are now determining if there is any connection between the Las Vegas explosion and the truck that, rampage that happened in New Orleans. Both are former military people. There's that. One is white. One is not white. The Tesla Cybertruck was also rented for from Turo. Remember, there was a time during September 11th where we saw coordinated planes all happen at the same time by the same group of people. I'm not saying there's a reason to be alarmed, but could be, and could be another one coming at some point because we know that this keeps happening. When you see it, do you think that, hey, Donald Trump is welcoming this type of activity? Are we going to blame Trump? Is the truck, the Elon truck in front of the Trump Hotel, a symbol because that's clearly a message? Or are we just like overreaching and overreacting?
No, I think it was definitely intentional to park a Cybertruck from Tesla in front of a Trump hotel and blow it up. That was definitely intentional. But I do think that there is some validity to concern that there could be like a potential for like terrorist organizations to ramp up attacks on America because we're so divided right now. We're not focused on, you know, the bigger picture. We're focused on like attacking people internally, like Liz Cheney and Hillary Clinton and Hunter Biden. Like, I think our focus needs to remain where it should be, which is to protect American people from any outside foreign influences that could be of a danger to us. Mm-hmm. Like, that should be the FBI director just stepped down ahead of his 10-year term.
3 years ahead.
Traditionally doesn't happen. Yeah. So it's like we're making all of these steps in the wrong direction, I think.
Well, I'll tell you too. It's so unpredictable now where it could happen. That guy who was waiting out, because I always think like, I wouldn't have got caught slipping there. That guy was waiting outside with his luggage probably for a car because the Uber stand is, the taxi stand and Ubers are literally right there outside of the camera's view. So you really never know when it's going to happen. But that's why I'm telling you right now, people be like, yo, let's pop out, let's be outside. If I don't have to be outside, I'm not outside. Because outside right now is dangerous. It's unpredictable. People are angry. And you know the other thing they're doing? They're hugging. I am not a hugger. People have hugged me to death this last couple of weeks. I don't want to be hugged and touched. And I don't, and for various reasons, like not knowing people's unpredictability. Mm-hmm. When people put their arm around your neck, or people walk up on you and they got their hands in their pockets, mm-hmm. I don't be knowing what's going on. And we do live in a time that's very unpredictable right now. And, you know, the most disarming thing is thinking people are just coming in love or coming out of, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. When I look at it, I wonder what this next 4 years of energy is going to be in the country. Are we going to, because words have power, and when a president of the United States stands at a podium or goes on social media and says things to exacerbate hate or fuel hate around the world, this is the type of stuff that happens. And you have to remember, there are people in this country that may not be what you think a terrorist looks like, who actually hate America, hate our, what we stand for, hate the fact that whether we want to acknowledge it or not, we want to take every history book out of schools, has been a country built on rape, murder, and pillage. And it is what it is. So like, yes, I'm proud to be an American, but like, we also need to be very clear about what that history looks like to other people. When you see what's happening, do you ever get concerned?
Yeah, it makes me not ever want to go out because I'm Bourbon. You know how many people there are? And they were all young kids. It's so scary. And between this and like the plane crashes, I just hope this does not set the tone for the new year because it's really scary.
Let's talk, not to get too far off because we don't, okay, anyway, be safe out there, y'all. Can't even enjoy
not anything
group events. But that's why I've said, even with, okay, we can take this down. Even with City Hall, I'm saying to the staff in Stockton, right? We can't absolve ourselves from the conversation of safety. Like, we can't mm-hmm. assume that nothing's ever going to happen. These mm-hmm. people didn't know that that was going to happen. That man who was waiting outside with his luggage did not know a car was getting ready to blow up right then and there. There are times it's interesting too with the car blowing up that I'll be somewhere and I'll see a car and I'll wonder like, what could happen with this car? Or even getting in your own car, you know, mm-hmm. you have to be mindful of those things. Sending our thoughts and prayers to everybody who was involved mm-hmm. in such a horrific situation and to all the first responders, you know, for what you're doing every day to keep people safe. Thank you very much. Let's talk about the airplanes. I can't even tell you a time in my whole life, and you know I've been living a long time. Rob and I are old as shit.
We don't look it though.
That part. I can't tell you a time in my life that I've seen so many planes fall out the sky. The commercial airlines. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there was Air France that fell out the sky years ago. You know, Pan Am flight. You remember, you've seen those things, like there's old footage of planes that flew out the sky and crashed. Then there was that flight here in the United States where the pilot was depressed and he crashed it into the mountains, killing all those people. But you never really see plane crashes of commercial airlines. Every day I go on social media, Hollywood Unlocked, there's another plane crash. It's there was Air Canada, there was a crash.
It was in Korea too. And then
one plane landed, skidded into a wall, blew up, killed all those people.
That was in Korea.
There was Brazil where the plane fell out the sky and crashed.
And then is Kazakhstan right, or Azerbaijani? That was the other one. That was the first one.
I love traveling abroad. We have been on planes in countries where we get on the plane, the first three rows have yellow tape around them. There's propellers. The one propeller looked like it's spinning slower than the other. I remember one flight for sure. One of my former assistants, Rico, and I were sitting on the plane. And while we were going and that propeller was flapping, we both kept looking at each other. We wouldn't say anything. You know how scary. You can look at somebody and you know what y'all are. Y'all are having a whole conversation. And, you know, Rico didn't really speak good English, so it was a broken conversation. But nonetheless, we would be looking at each other, and he was like, well, we landed. Even the phone had tape on it. We just knew that. Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant was sleeping.
Oh, no.
We were destined. It was worse than Spirit Airlines. Anyway, it was going from Turks and Caicos to Dominican Republic. But when you see these planes fall out of the sky, Rob and I were hanging out this weekend, and he had to fly to Miami, and I said, oh, good luck.
Yeah.
Because do you think about it now?
Absolutely. And before the plane started crashing, there were the two incidents where the women were able to sneak onto the flights.
And travel.
And they were on the planes. So like it's like today, flying back from Miami, there was this young white girl in the emergency row, and she was arguing the flight attendant down. And the flight attendant was like, listen, you're either going to get off this plane or I'm moving your seat, because right now with the condition of everything that's going on with planes, we're not having it. And the girl was like, oh, no. She's like, nope, it's too late.
And we're moving.
She moved her. But it was just like the energy around flights right now is so tense.
You know what? Yeah. Damn right. Was the flight attendant black?
No, she's a white lady.
Well,
she's like, you moving.
All the black ones, assert your privilege in those situations. Get their privileged ass up out of there. Because I'll tell you right now, if I get on a flight and you get to popping off, even if your kid get to popping off, I'm pushing my emergency button.
Oh, no.
Yes, I am. I'm pushing my emergency button. On behalf of Americans all over, get that motherfucker off the flight. Because once that door closes and you're in the air, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on flights. I ain't going to say, I don't judge people based on cultures. Let me say that. However, you know, I do sit up in the front. So I absolutely look at that front door. And if you get up to use the bathroom and there's no waiting in line, that's the rule. Some flight attendants be afraid to implement the rules. I'd be like, excuse me, sir, you cannot wait there. You need to go on and go back to 3F because you just don't know.
Never.
If you were on a flight and somebody was trying to take control of the cockpit, would you?
What? I don't know what I would do.
I think about that.
I think about it all the time. Too. Hmm?
You would do it.
But you know they probably have a companion on the flight that's working with them. So
I'm like, right.
Well, but if it's like scary. 50 of us taking down them two people, the odds are better.
So I didn't mention this on the show. Flying back from Detroit in first class was me, Danielle Crawley, who's like friends with everybody close to Nick Cannon. She got me cast on Wild and all that. Nick Cannon, Soulja Boy, Jalen Rose. Mike Epps. First class looked like fucking Soul Plane. So we landed, and then Tiffany Haddish and Tasha Smith FaceTime me. I put him on the phone with Nick. There's a whole conversation going on the plane, and Tasha's like, yeah, I know you got somebody pregnant on the flight. It was man. Shout out to Delta Airlines. I just, you know, shout out to everybody that's a flight attendant or that's a pilot now. We're living in really unpredictable days. Mm-hmm. And if you're a pilot or a flight attendant, and you just don't feel like it's safe to fly, or you feel like there's anything that makes you feel a certain way, please let us know so we can get off the plane. Mm-hmm. Because have you ever gotten on a flight where something in your mind, like they say, oh, the engine's not working, or we're fixing something. Does something ever tell you, like, get off?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we never do.
Nope.
And that's going
to
be the time.
Because you got to get to that destination.
Well, as long as you get there safe, and if you do get there on something, please make sure it's not LSD. Because, baby, Diplo and Dip, Wes, you know I love you, but got a job to do. Diplo did what anybody on LSD would do. They would go live, broadcast it all over the world. And he admitted while he was on a LSD trip that he was having a good time. And this happened over at New Year's Eve Live, which is a special with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, my best friends in my head, the two white guys that I want to hang out with. By the way, Andy Cohen, you're a messy bitch. And I'm only calling you that out of love because you're so fucking messy that you're my spirit animal. Well, this happened on live where Diplo called in and he admitted that he was on an LSD high at the time, noting that it's just a light little trip. Around 11:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Cooper and Cohen stood in Times Square for the ball drop. No pun intended. Isn't it funny when you're gay, you hear gay things that you always don't intend to be gay?
Well, now I pick up on all the gay stuff.
The ball's dropped. Get it? Well, they interviewed Diplo, who was in studio in L.A., and Diplo made the comment that he is that's now gone viral. When Andy Cohen asked him what's the most conventional place that he's done LSD, this is what he said. Look.
What's the most conventional place that you've done LSD?
Right now?
Right now?
This one, a helicopter on the radio. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Please. Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Please tell me.
I'm not even lying.
You're tripping right now?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
But it's like a light. Okay. It's like a light trip.
Wow. A light trip.
A light.
Wow.
How do we look to you? As weird as we do in real life or weirder?
I don't even, all I see is this camera. I don't even see you guys. They won't let me look at the screen, so I have no idea what you guys look like.
Oh,
so.
You can picture us. Picture us.
Show me that for a minute. Oh, you guys look beautiful.
I love your shirt. Of course we do. Whoa. Yes,
of course.
Wow.
Yes. That's incredible.
Wow. Hey,
So you're like microdosing.
Yeah, a little bit. I think I might have macrodosed earlier today, though.
Okay. Macro. Oh, okay. Was it the LSD spray?
No, I got a little droplets.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. We should point out it's illegal, right?
I have a confession. Not that I've done LSD. I have never done a hard drug. Diplo, I'm in his close friends on Instagram. Wes, I will never tell what's in there. But he and I are we're kindred spirits. He's a fun fucking guy. I'm not promoting that you should do LSD on live with Andy and the other guy, Anderson. But what I will say is that when you're with Diplo and you're standing near him and you see him DJing for thousands, I mean, he's DJed for thousands. There was one where he DJed for a million people, I think, mm-hmm. with Madonna when he was in Brazil. A million, like that energy that, you know, raves, they high. He got to be high too. So it's not shocking. But my question is, why did you not go as viral as I did when I was drunk in Mexico? Is it because I was talking about Safari's penis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was a big trip too.
Well, I think he was chill. You weren't chill in yours.
I was extremely chill. Wasn't I?
Mm-mm.
No. I think it's because I was black. Well, anyway, after asking him multiple follow-up questions about his experience on LSD, Cooper and Cohen had to take a serious moment and remind viewers that taking LSD like Diplo is illegal. They also stated that they do not recommend this at home. They were on CNN.
That's crazy.
I think they forgot they were live for a second.
Well, I don't think Diplo knew he was live, but either way, we were able to see how messy those two really are. And you know their bestie is Kelly Ripa. So the three of them together, this is why. So me and Wendy Williams had a deal. She would introduce me to Kelly Ripa so I could be a part of their friend circle, and I would introduce her to Madonna. Clearly they locked Wendy up before we could make the deal happen. But I want to be in that friend group. But I think me and Andy together, I think wouldn't work, right?
No, I think it would be a key.
We both like the same type.
Yeah.
Oh. It wouldn't work. I will fight you. Oh, well, Rihanna is also in the news after she clapped back at a fan wanting new music. Now, after posting a clip of her counting down the year, a fan commented saying, "We want a new album, forehead." Don't ever disrespect my wife like that. This is what Rihanna had to say.
Four, three, two, one. Happy New Year! Y'all, I didn't
didn't drink all year. I didn't drink all year.
She called him a dizzy fuck. You know what's funny is I had FaceTimed her right before midnight thinking she'd be at some fabulous, illustrious party or something. She was in her hotel room. I go, how you going to count down? Like the countdown. She was like, we're going to count down right here. Well, clearly she showed us that she wasn't lying. Should fans just leave her alone about the album at this point?
Yeah, hang it up.
I mean, you're going to get it at some point. But even at the Mariah Carey concert, somebody, as we were sitting there, somebody behind us said, we want the album. She's like, don't fuck with me. Should people leave her alone about the album?
They should leave her alone. They're going to get the music when they get the music. It's the same with Cardi. Like, they're going to put the music out when they're ready to put the music out. Like, but attacking her appearance is not going to make her put it out any sooner. Like, that was just stupid.
And don't ever disrespect the most beautiful forehead in the world, okay? Let's be very clear. I would kiss that forehead. I mean, she's gorgeous. She's stunning. Rihanna, right? And that goes to say that show that a lot of people online feel very comfortable to disrespect public figures because they'll come on my Instagram and say things, are you this, you're that, or whatever. And then I'll go to theirs and I'll see the trailer park they live in and understand that they're very sad and that maybe their life is just not as exciting. So it makes them feel good. So I feel like I'm a mental health contribution. Like I'm helping you feel better about your day because you get to attack me and not be attacked back. But I will clap back.
And Lorenzo probably wasn't expecting a clap back from her.
But he got what he wanted.
Yeah,
what
correct. He
because Floyd said he never responds to people on social media because that's the validation they're looking for. And he don't block people. I will block you. Apparently now as an elected official, I can't block people.
What?
What?
I block somebody. Well, I was told you can block them from your personal page. So I do block people from my personal page. But somebody right now said they're pending a lawsuit against me because I blocked them. I said, well, I'll block them again.
Right.
Sue me. All right, Diplo, please stop doing LSD on TV. And Anderson and Andy, why did y'all apologize? Y'all knew y'all were on CNN. Y'all two were probably drunk as hell. You guys are both messy boots. I almost said bottom, but I have to improve my connotations. But I would hang with those people. You know, I don't really have a lot of friends outside the culture because we don't really be rocking the same energy. You know, Rob has lots of friends outside the culture. Wes, in many ways, is... Wes is down with the culture. And Wes has some beautiful black kids. Did you know that?
No.
Wes loves all women. Wes loves all women. And I can tell you I know because I'm in his close friends. But ever since he admitted, you know, getting his penis sucked by a man...
Well, he said it could have happened.
Keep dipping it low. All right. Bye. Happy New Year. All of y'all out there got New Year's resolutions, including all the fat people at the gym, because you were there this morning. Slim Thug now is talking about his 2020. What? I can say fat. They called me fat when I was fat, so I'm just returning the favor. Slim Thug went live on Instagram with a message for the black community heading into 2025. During his live stream, Thug said it's... Not Thug, because then they're going to think I'm talking about the one that was sleeping with, well.
Allegedly.
Young Thug, the only reason why I'm talking shit is because it's illegal for you to get on a plane to come kill me. Plus Jay-Z beat you to a get in line. Slim Thug said that it's 2025. In 2025, we can't blame white folks no more. Look.
It's 2025. We can't blame white folks no more. We gotta let that go, kid. Them people... That wasn't even these people. That was some people before them. So at the end of the day, everybody showed us they can do it from scratch. So we can't be worried, waiting on nobody to give us nothing. Everybody just got to do it, no matter where you come from. You got to do it from scratch. I ain't have shit and look at me now. So if I could have did it, you could have did it now. We got to stop making excuses. Stop waiting on motherfuckers. We got to... take advantage of this shit. We gotta be happy on purpose, doing shit that make us happy.
Rob is looking at me in his disappointed, waiting on my reparations look, and it is what it is. And I'm gonna tell you why I agree with you, Slim Thug. Because all my life, I had to fight, and I just want to say, all my life, people used to always say reparations. I want my 40 acres and a mule. I want this. And look, as a descendant of a slave, I think that we should be into. What did you laugh?
I wasn't. wasn't expecting that transition as a descendant of a slave.
Did you laugh at my ancestors? Okay. Rob and I and your boyfriend are descendants of slaves, mm-hmm. just so you know. I'm not going to say your people because, you know, you're not the people who did it to us, but, you know, you're kind of related. You said might be.
I said her people.
They're her people? Yeah. Croatians didn't do it to us. This is Anglo people from America that did it. Well, either way, right? She's a friend of the slave movement. I mean, the anti-slave movement. Let me back up. She's a friend to the progressive give us our reparations movement. Marina is down with the culture. Yes, Marina would not be sitting here if she went for the culture, okay? And I'm honestly, let's keep 100. Marina takes a lot of stuff on the chin for some of you white people because she's the only person in the room.
Right.
You know, but you wear it well. That. Yeah, I'm acknowledging it. You know, you're not the white black person.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're just you white.
It's not giving bad baby.
You're very messy though. You're very messy. Very messy.
That's why I work here.
That's why the content is what it is. Her and Ariella, yep. right? Yep. I show up and just say what's on the paper and then throw a little seasoning in it. For real. Well, I've always been told the 40 acres and a mule and wait for somebody to give me something. No, the thing that has made me successful is that I go out and get what I want. If I want it bad enough, I go get it. Now, if it's a man, I can't do that because I don't know where they are, either locked up or Krishan has them. So the bottom line is I am a believer that, you know, if you want it bad enough, you go get it. And I will tell you, this has been, although it's been the most successful year financially and in every way, Hollywood Unlocked made more money this year. Although we spent a lot reinvesting our own brand and maintaining ownership and all that, there's a lot of brands that have not invested in us because it is really hard when you are a person of color. I even throw gay in there as well. But it is very hard and people make it hard. And then when you want to call them out, people say, don't call them out because then you won't get it, but you ain't getting it anyway. So this year I'm going to call y'all out. But I don't believe that we should be waiting or blaming white people or racism or oppression, even though strategic oppression is real. And Stockton in my district, it's a big thing. That can't be the only reason why we don't get it. We got to keep getting it. The other thing, and the other cancer I'll call it out in our community, is us that look like us don't share in resources and we gatekeep opportunities. That's another part of the cancer, but I'll say that was created by white supremacy too, because when we were slaves, only one of y'all could get in the house and everybody else had to stay out in the field. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. There was one individual whose name almost slips out my mouth every time, who came to my dinner for my nonprofit, a $10,000 seat. He works for somebody really famous in the industry, and he has done a lot of things. If I said it right now, you would know, who did not pay for his seat, who ate that food, who sat there in a room with Rihanna and all the Fenty perfume he could smell when he would never be allowed in that space, and didn't pay the bill. And I saw him at the White House, and I almost turned around and said something to him. I was going to just scream, "You owe me money," and run out the White House. But I didn't because I had Prada on and it would have been inappropriate. But, you know, some of like people like me want to call you people out because it's not always the man that did it. Sometimes it'd be some of y'all that did it. But you were looking at me with DEI lenses a second ago. Do you think it's the man or do you disagree with Slim Thug?
No, I partly agree with him, but I think it's a layered conversation. It can't just be a conversation of, oh, just go out there and get it yourself and ignore everything else that has happened that has led Black people to being in the circumstance they're in this country. So there are still situations that affect the progression of Black society that need to be addressed. And the further we move into a space with politics that push us to ignore that and push to erase the history of what Black people experienced in this country and eliminate programs that were put into place to allow the Black community to essentially be on a level playing field with everyone else in this country, I think we're never going to get to a place of progression if we don't have both conversations at the same time. Yes, we do need to, you know, take some responsibility for the things that we're working on and doing. Like you said, like you were able to fight through and get to where you wanted to be. But that came with the support of a lot of people, you know, who helped you to get there. But
they didn't hand it to me.
They didn't hand it to me.
They didn't hand it to me.
And I don't think.
Let me also be very clear.
Yes.
You got to run for office, too.
Exactly.
You got to stop talking about it because, see, that's great. He rolling around with his little Jeep Rubicon with the back hatch open, talking to the internet and telling people what he think. But it's one thing to sit on the side and be a armchair quarterback calling plays and jump in the game and grab the ball and run down the field. Everything about me, and you've known me for years, is about grabbing the ball and running. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Hollywood Unlocked, Hollywood Cares, running for office, When I believe we don't have a seat at the table, what we do? We build our tables. Mm-hmm. The award show couldn't get in. We built our own award show. Like, who's doing it? But I'm not no more special than a Slim Thug. These people who who enjoy the fruit of their labor and the perks that come with being famous. Chance the Rapper could run for mayor of Chicago and win.
Yep.
All of these people who have time and resources like me and more than me should be doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And we should be supporting those like me who do it. But it's easier to just drop a 30-second clip and put it on the internet and run away. I'm not saying that he's 100% right, 100% wrong. On one hand, I believe that as Black people, Black and Brown people are marginalized groups, LGBTQ, and all of you trans out there who are getting ready to be, you know, eliminated from the conversation when Trump gets in office on day one, we have to stop complaining about what we don't have because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. You know, Beyonce can't be the only great one. Rihanna can't be the only great. We all got the same time that they do. So if other people's life produces results more than yours, you have to say, like, how many of those 365 days in that year were you waiting on Superman? You have to apply yourself. But at the same time, I don't think you should be waiting for reparations. I don't believe they're going to give us 40 acres and a mule. Where would I even put the mule?
but to that point, like, to your major point, like, you ran for office and won because you saw the disparity in the way people are treated in your hometown. There's no healthy grocery stores accessible to them. Mm-hmm. The housing market is unfair to them. They're living in conditions that are deplorable. A lot of them don't have opportunities for quality paying jobs because all of the businesses that flourish are outside of their district. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're stepping in to help resolve some of those problems. And I'm like, that's what I'm saying. It's a layered conversation. It's not just get over it and move on.
Well, white people,
it's not their fault.
Like, well, and again, like, I saw a post of Dr. Umar. I'm not a huge fan of Dr. Umar. I think he says some things that are good and some things that are a lot for me. But he said that, you know, that Black people want money to buy things. White people want power, right? And agree or disagree, and I'm just kind of summarizing what he said. When you think about it, you look at all the people that are running for office. Most of them are not people of color, right? Where they have to get the funding. I had to do a lot of self-funding. $439,500 is what it cost for me to do all these campaigns for us to win. But look at what we are able to do now. Now we have an opportunity to implement a lot of things that can help impoverished communities, marginalized groups of people, and do all the various things that he was talking about. So we can't just complain about white folks, but we also got to get in the game. Mm-hmm. And believe me, Lil Boosie could run for office in his city and win mm-hmm. because he's Lil Boosie. Like, yeah. Let's be clear. Donald Trump has changed the landscape of politics. Him and Elon are showing you two things, influence and relatability and money, right? So, like, money may be a thing, but we can all raise money. I know somebody that just won an election with $7,500. Wasn't me, but, you know.
There it is.
All right. Well, what about you, Marina? What do you think? Or... Your people
I
have
agree.
Everything, so you don't care.
Listen, as a I know, I always feel weird commenting about stuff with race, but as somebody who's obviously not Black, I feel like I don't agree with him because I feel like, first of all, to start off, I agree with the notion of like pointing fingers, and you can point your finger at yourself too. Like, people, it's your own fault in a lot of ways. Like, you're your own obstacle, but I don't know. To say like it's because of this or it's because of that, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
I get the notion, but it's the messaging that's a little
harsh.
Yeah,
I feel like, again, you know, all I could say to people, because everybody's going to watch this and have an opinion whether they agree with him or disagree with him. Here's what I would say to all of you. Just take a day and be still and do a full examination of your own life
right. And
determine what it is that you need to change. But please don't wait for Superman, whether it's the people that you want to help you, because there are still people that I want to help me. That haven't helped me, and then there's people who have. Like, just pour into those who are supporting you and stay the course and be patient and do the work, and it will come to bear. All right, that's it. All right, well, another thing that we're not waiting on is Selena's killer to be let out of prison. Now, I will tell you, you guys may have remembered on one of the shows, I told you when I ran into Ice Spice the last time, I pulled her aside after her friend was mm-hmm. attacking her online. There was going back and forth. I said, be careful, because the woman that killed Selena was the president of mm-hmm. her fan club. Mm-hmm. And Ice Spice was like, oh my God, like, I never thought about it like that. Yeah, sometimes the closest people to you be the one that'll take you out. That's why I've limited Rob's ability to move around my house.
What? Oh my God.
Rob would never.
Don't be fucking rude.
Yolanda Saldivar, the woman who fatally shot 23-year-old singer Selena on March 31st, 1995. Damn, that was a couple months before I graduated high school. I'm old. Is attempting to secure her release from prison. Let me show you a photo of old Yolanda. She looked like somebody I know. Well, Saldivar is currently serving a life sentence for the horrific murder, but has reportedly filed paperwork to seek release next year. Now, according to a Texas Department of Criminal Justice official, Saldivar maintained a pristine record after murdering Selena. I mean, go figure. She didn't have anybody else to shoot in prison. She didn't have a gun while serving time at the Patrick O'Daniel unit in Gatesville. And because of that, she may have a chance at being freed. Now, fellow inmates have revealed to the NYP that Saldivar has a bounty on her head within the prison walls, you know, because she killed a singer. Former prisoner Yesenia Dominguez told the Post that the now 65-year-old murderer has been on everybody's radar. And she said, quote, "Everyone was always like, let me have 5 minutes with that bitch." Well, another former inmate, Marisol Lopez, added, "The guards keep her away from everyone else because she's hated so much. If she were out in general pop, someone would try to take her down." Well, Saldivar is reportedly residing in special protective housing while sitting behind bars. I think that you should die in prison. I feel like this woman trusted you to support her, to steward her career, to be the president of her fan club and make sure that fans could get closer to her. And you actually killed her right at the peak of her career. And this woman could have become, you know, she's an icon now in her death, as Nipsey and most stars do when they die. But, you know, to kill her the way that she did and then to ask for clemency. Please don't let one Menendez film make you think that everybody deserved to get out, because it ain't never gave that. Should she get out, or should she die a lonely old lesbian in prison?
I think if she gets out, the chances of her being killed are greater. I think she's safer staying locked up with a few people in there trying to kill her.
Let her out.
Yeah, I say let her out. Because now there's like, what, three generations? That's 30 years ago. There's three generations of people who like see her as op number one. So let her out, because she's more protected in there.
Mm-hmm. Those Selena fans go hard.
Yup.
We should
get her out.
We should let her out and send her to a rodeo in Texas.
She's probably so delusional she'll show up too, thinking like,
can you imagine she killed like somebody that you trusted like that? Yep. You know, and I will say, like, with city council, they think I'm not bringing new security measures to Stockton, you crazy. You know, when you get elected, they start going through protocols. Like, if this happened, that ain't going to happen, because we're not playing around. And I always have my personal security me, too, because they have directions to kill you if you try it.
Ooh, these transitions. I love it.
All right. Speaking of transitions, let's transition right over to lewd and lascivious behavior. Joe Budden is in the news. Hey, Joey, I know you don't like me. This is not personal. I swear to God, I would not be talking about you unless you were, you know, naked. Joe Budden was trending on X, and it's not because he dropped to OnlyFans. It's after it was revealed that the rapper turned podcaster was charged with disorderly lewdness following an incident with a neighbor. Now, I remember, Joe, I have to tell you, I am actually going to enjoy telling this story about how your balls were dangling in front of your neighbor's house. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because you went on that whole little jokey joke about Ozempic and those of us who do Ozempic. And it's cool. I knew that you actually mentioned my name, and it probably made your dick hard to have my name in your mouth. So I'm just going to tell this story with the most professional poise that I've ever delivered a story in my life, okay? Hold on, let me do like you. Wipe my mouth. According to a press release issued by the Edgewater Police Department, on December 30th, officers were called to an Edgewater apartment complex around 7:21 a.m. in the morning after a resident called in a complaint. Now, here's a photo of the press release. Look. Edgewater is such a respectable city. Well, until it was reported that in this building in Edgewater, where he's been filming his podcast. Okay, anyway, the neighbor who received an alert from their doorbell camera, you know the little ring when you walk by it, you know, just turns on to see what's out there? Well, the doorbell camera reported that Joe Budden Jr. was standing completely naked outside their apartment door and had attempted to enter a code into their door keypad several times before returning to his apartment. Now, Joey has been, you know, vocal about his issues with neighbors in the building, even claiming that he was recently kicked out of the apartment for continuing to record his podcast episodes there. And Joey also previously claimed on his show that he is a sleepwalker. Wait, do you think TikTok? You know, we go viral on TikTok for just I literally am not even trying to go viral. I'm just existing, mm-hmm. You know, sort of like Naked Joey on the Ring camera. Nas, you own Ring. Give me the video.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's a photo of Joe Budden that he posted on X. Take a look. He said, y'all are so dramatic, LOL. Well, Joey, maybe they're dramatic because there were kids in that apartment, or maybe they were dramatic because that wife of the man who rented that apartment doesn't want to see your dick dangling when you're supposed to be over there on the podcast. Your mouth's supposed to be on a mic. Let me slow down. I'm an elected official. All right. Well, here's a photo of Joe's Instagram. Take a look. Basically, he looks happy. Here's another photo. He's making jokes in light of it. Okay. Well, I personally don't think that lewd and lascivious behavior is a laughing matter. In fact, I don't think the Edgewater Police Department believes that your dick dangling in front of that unit was appropriate. That's why you are in the news. Well, Joe's attorney, Nima Amiri, also responded saying, these allegations against Mr. Budden are a minor charge, not even resulting in an arrest. The charge Mr. Budden is looking forward to beating... You gonna beat it in court? On the merits, not in the press. Now, the chief's comments are reckless and, in our opinion, racially... See? This is why you... Okay, everybody in Stockton, plug your ears. Okay, ready? Plug your ears on three. One, two, three. All you make it about race all the time. You walked out in a hallway, dick dangling... Allegedly. Well, it was dangling whether it was clothed or not. Well, dingling. For us to talk about, and now it's racially motivated, right? Well, our research has not shown a single press release on a disorderly person charged on the police website this year. His choice to single out Mr. Budden, in our opinion, is self-motivated and based off Mr. Budden's race and celebrity status. Joe is set to appear in court on January 16th. Hold on. It's only 6:20. What are you doing January 16th?
That's okay. Say it again.
What are you doing January 16th?
Working.
Okay, I need you to go to court for Joe Budden, his case. Okay, I'll call you back. Bye.
I can't.
Oh, God.
Joey, you know, the thing about this job... Like, when you go viral for being drunk in Mexico like I did, when you sleepwalk...
Allegedly.
When you sleepwalk your way to the neighbor's house naked trying to put the code in to get in their door because you're black and a podcaster, you're going to be talked about. This isn't jealousy, because I know he thinks that everybody that talks about him is jealous of him. You know, I'm not... I think that... Joe typically finds himself at the as a butt of a joke, no pun intended, and this just happens to be one of those times. I want them to talk about it on the podcast. In fact, I want Ring. I am asking and begging Ring to release the video. You must release the video. I also have to tell you, to anybody out there who's watching, now that I am an elected official, I know how the law works. You can make a public records request to the police department, and they have to turn over the video to you. Johnny, tell Ariella to make a records request to the Edgewater Police Department to get this video, Joey. It better not be a short moment for you. Okay, goodbye. Because when you get him off my screen, because when you give this kind of energy, like talking shit the way we do, you gotta have a big dick. You can't have a little dick energy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine if you have a micropenis? Micropenising is a thing. You know that.
Yeah.
Have you seen a micropenis?
Several times.
Several?
Yes. And touched it.
You touched it. touched it.
I touched it to see what it was going to give. And then it gave micro. It gave gummy worm.
Gummy worm and micro are two different things.
You mean
it
size.
Gave micro gummy like flop.
It doesn't flop if it's a micro.
Yeah, you're right. It just goes like.
It's like the size of a gummy.
Yeah, like a bitten up.
I'm elected now. I won't be talking about that. But what I will say is it's not a great experience. It's a really interesting conversation, right? Mm. It's sort of like when you go to the circus and you want a hot dog and they give you a Vienna sausage. It's like, what you going to do with that? Remember how they made those little pigs in a blanket, right?
I was going to say pigs in a blanket.
Okay, anyway.
You can't micro penis shame.
Yeah, because what are you supposed to do? Oh, no, they do have BBLs for dicks, right?
What?
That's what they say Drake did.
Allegedly.
I'm serious.
Listen, we're going to move around. I don't want no problems with Drake.
I don't either. That's what they say.
They did not say that.
He had a DDL or a dick BL.
But who said that?
That's what the streets say.
They do have those surgeries where they can like transfer fat into your penis.
No, they cannot. Yes, they can. Where do they put the fat at?
No.
But putting fat in your penis doesn't make it bigger. They do have a machine, though, that you can do that.
But that's just blood.
Shout out to all of you that have to go and get that procedure. It's not something that on my schedule. Like, I don't need that. Okay. I need to stay elected, guys.
You will.
That's the topics. It's not us.
You said you're still going to be yourself.
Jay-Z is in the news. We didn't do this update last time because we had so much going on, but we have to make sure that we stay consistent with our audience. And so do your thing, TikTok. Jay-Z, you know, he's been accused of some really wild accusations. And when people ask me if I believe it or don't believe it, I'm not going to say I believe or don't believe. I'm just going to say they are unbelievable claims that Jay is somehow was involved with a 13-year-old allegedly back in the day with his friend Puff. Well, you know, he said that he's not friends with Puff. We're going to get into that. Tony Busby, the attorney for the plaintiff in the case against Jay-Z, received a small victory in court last week. Now, we had previously reported that Jay-Z's legal team filed paperwork early last month for Busby's plaintiff to reveal her identity. The motion submitted less than 24 hours after the bombshell lawsuit dropped labels the accusations as false, claiming that they are part of an extortion scheme orchestrated by Busby. Now, according to the report, a judge is letting the plaintiff move forward without revealing their identity, at least for the time being. The judge called out Jay-Z's attorney, Alex Spiro, for his tactics, saying the Carter's lawyer's relentless filing of combative motions containing inflammatory language and ad hominem attacks is inappropriate, a waste of judicial resources, and a tactic unlikely to benefit his client. The court will not fast track the judicial process merely because counsel demands it. Now, before we go any further, did I not say Jay-Z's attorney was doing too much? Mm-hmm. I said all of that in the language that the culture understands. I said he's doing too much. When's the last time you seen Jay-Z and Beyonce release 15 paragraph statements, blanket social media with advertising, taking over the halftime show, this, that? Mufasa here, Mufasa there, BTS, Beyonce talking on Good Morning America. When have we ever seen that? Never. Because they have a strategy to not only intimidate those who are speaking about it and intimidate those who have an opinion about it. Because I told you guys Jay-Z was looking for me. He hasn't found me yet. Not hiding. Just hasn't found me. And this, all this is happening for what? I'm not saying it's because he's guilty or not. I'm just saying these unbelievable charges have created an unbelievable amount of pressure. Mm-hmm. This Alex guy, while I love the fact that he's fighting for his client, defending him, you can't do it at the risk of intimidating witnesses or people who want to bring forward claims. If this case goes forward and you find out that Jay-Z didn't do it, she should go to jail or she should pay money or she should be whatever. But it has to go through the process. Mm-hmm. When you see this, do you think this is like Jay-Z trying to strong arm the court process and intimidate the girl?
Yes. I think that, I don't know if it's him intentionally doing it, but it's definitely, that's what's coming from his legal team. And that's why I believe the judge is not going to pressure this person to come public with their identity, because it would be witness tampering at that point to me. Like, they're just threatening this person, or like you said, creating an environment that's aggressive for whoever this person is when they come out.
I feel like money, power, that's what Diddy was trying to scare all the people coming up, and I'm scared for what's going to happen. I hope 2025 gives us all these answers.
No, I totally agree. And the fact that the judge is letting it move forward says a lot. Now, Jay-Z's attorneys contend that letting Busby's client proceed using Jane Doe aliases is just a move to a bigger scheme to squeeze settlements from innocent celebrities by wrongfully linking them to Diddy. Now, I will say, I don't know if that's the case in Diddy's case, because there are so many lawsuits at this point. But that is a thing that we've seen with other attorneys. We had that experience when Tiffany was going through her thing with that attorney that I had privately recorded and put online. That does happen. We do know that people strong arm celebrities into settlements by shaming them in the press with lawsuits and then later settling. And then there's people like me who won my Miko lawsuit, by the way. They tried to sue me.
You lost, you filthy animal.
Because I said, we going to court, you know, and anyway, we won. But not all celebrities get their time in court because they end up settling it because it's a money grab. Jay-Z is saying he's not going to be involved in a money grab, but now you're on the other side and it looks like you're attacking a victim, a potential victim. Well, on December 9th, Spiro wrote, Mr. Carter should not have to defend himself in the brightest of spotlights against an accuser who hides in complete darkness. Mr. Carter deserves to know the identity of the person who is effectively accusing him in sensationalized publicity, hunting fashion of criminal conduct, demanding massive financial compensation, and tarnishing a reputation earned over decades. Well, Alex, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And when you get to reap the benefits of the public for decades, as you say, and make $1 billion, and married to the most beautiful, famous performer, artist that we know, you're subject to this. This comes with that. You know, you get the good, you get the bad. There's a lot of innocent young men who have been wrongfully accused of things. So you're just another person. That's the lunacy in this whole thing of Diddy and Jay, is that you're just people. You're people with lots of money, lots of power, lots of prestige and influence, but you're still just people, and the law applies to all. And so I don't want to see Jay-Z go down. I want to see Jay-Z beat this charge, because at the end of the day, in my mind, he's still a cultural icon, and he's so important to the culture and what he's been able to contribute to it. And a lot of people look up to him. He's a celebrity, and he's married to a beautiful artist who we love. And I ran into somebody last night who was reminding me of how much a beehive I was and how we've been. And so, yeah, it's sad to see them go through this, but you're just a man, and you're going to go through this process. And if you're found guilty, the kingdom is going to have a crack in it that I don't even know what's going to happen. Do you think Jay-Z, let's predict the future right now. Is Jay-Z going down for having sex with a 13-year-old?
I'm gonna say yes. If it's true, then yeah.
I'm saying, do you think he's going to?
I don't know. I'm so pessimistic. I feel like everybody with that much money and power is like hiding so many things.
I'm going to predict no, but I think that after the criminal trial, there'll probably be like a civil case that he may lose because I just don't know if there's going to be, unless there's video, I don't know if there's going to be substantial enough evidence to prove that he was involved in anything. So that's why I was like, instead of attacking her, like, let it just play out in court, you know.
Well, if he has like a severe left hook in his penis, she could be like, you know. That's why any of you, anyway, I'm not even gonna go there. I'm gonna just say that I don't know what the testimony is gonna be. I don't think, based on it all, that there's credibility. I mean, I don't want to say that I think he's innocent. I'll just say that I don't see this, as you were saying, like going all the way or whatever. Side note: Beyonce performed at the halftime show on Netflix for Christmas. And I won't lie. Now that I've watched it several times and clips and all that, I'm like, I can appreciate the art. I get it. She's standing for something bigger. I get it, right? But maybe because I just didn't like the album as much, like as I did Renaissance or other albums, I'm not really like enjoying it. I will say, Beyonce, you missed the mark not having Dolly Parton pop out. Dolly Parton should have popped out.
Miley Cyrus.
You should have done Miley Cyrus. You've been doing country before this album. You should have did Daddy Lessons at the top. And you could have even did Daddy Lessons with the four girls that you put in the prepackage, the three girls that you had in the prepackage. You didn't even let them touch the soil of the NFL stadium. You said, mm-hmm. no, stay at home. I don't want to pay for hair and makeup. You left them in your desk. Although you brought out Shibuzi and you had Posty posted up, I think it was an opportunity for you to bring, the girls should have been there. No?
Yeah, was it?
I thought they were just in the tunnel.
Yeah, I thought they were there.
They just stayed
in
the tunnel.
They weren't in no damn tunnel.
Yeah, the tunnel to walk out.
They were in a post. They were in a pre-show package.
You're telling me that was not recorded?
That was the pre-show package. Live? No, that was not live. And then what would have been killer is if they did all that in the pre-show package and then somehow came out the ground together. Or they
everybody.
Should have been they should have all been there. Mm. The black banjo players should have been there banjoing. There were lots of missed moments, but we really know why you did that. You did that so we would stop talking about your husband. Social media is exploding right now.
I actually have another theory why she did that.
Why?
So Beyonce's won a lot of Grammys, but she's never won Album of the Year. And the Grammys are happening in February, and she's nominated for Cowboy Carter. So I feel like she did it, even though she dropped Cowboy Carter in the beginning, people have forgotten about that album, and I feel like she did it now, so it's like fresh on like people's minds that she wins the last album, I mean the last award she's never won.
I'm going to predict this now, and I will be at the Grammys on the red carpet holding my Hollywood Unlocked microphone doing interviews, and Marina will be behind the scenes begging celebrities to stop for us like she did last year because people were terrified when they saw my mm-hmm. beautiful face standing there. She's not going to win that award. Is she?
I think Taylor Swift's going to win again.
Taylor Swift is going to Swift that thing up. They're not going to give a black woman country album of the year.
Especially after Jay-Z made that comment last time too. Oh.
So Beyonce, sit at home with your kids. Just get you some, you know what I like to eat now? What's those yogurts called that I get?
Chobani's.
Oh my God. I am a Chobani yeah. freak. Yeah. I have every, not the kind of freak. Yeah. I get the Chobani's. Just get you some Chobani's. Sit at home. Get your feet rubbed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like spend time with Mufasa or Nala. Nala.
She's Nala.
Well, who the fuck's the other one?
Blue is Kiara.
Be Kiara. Sit down with Kiara.
I think she should.
Mufasa right here. No, but I want her to win. Yeah, I want Beyonce Beyonce, and all jokes aside now, let me put all jokes aside. Although this is not a joking matter because, Jay, you're in trouble. I want Beyonce to get everything she wants because she deserves it. She's the best performer of our generation. She's a phenomenal singer. She's beautiful. She's a mom. She's definitely a pick-me girl, for sure. Go back and watch old interviews, old videos. She's a pick-me, pick-me, pick-me. Don't pick nobody else. It's me. But she's beautiful, and I love her. I don't love her as much as I used to because obvious reasons. The industry just made me go, these people or whatever. She's not going to win. But she should win.
I hope she does.
I want her to win. Grammys, if you guys don't give it to Beyonce, y'all are all racist. Just putting that out there.
Oh, my God.
For real. Like, because...
Let me see.
Taylor Swift is a big star. Mm-hmm. But this is a real question, and no shade to Taylor, because I really don't know. I mean, I've seen her, been around, she's nice, whatever. What is the magic of Taylor Swift, besides the fact that she is a young girl?
Mm-hmm. I think her music, I think the story she tells with her music resonates with her audience in a major, major way. It's usually like heartbreak, breakup, love songs, and I think that's
Beyonce
what
Beyonce says this too. Lemonade was a whole breakup album, and she didn't even get Album of the Year for that.
But I mean, this country album.
Hold on, but Lemonade was a breakup album. It was when her baby daddy allegedly cheated,
allegedly,
and her sister had to beat his ass in an elevator, and then she launched that beautiful album with all that amazing art, the creative and assets, and the tour and all that, and she didn't even get Lemonade.
Yeah. And I mean, and Taylor does a lot with like the release of. I mean, I'm not defending her winning
so you
everything.
Like Taylor over Beyonce?
No. I'm saying
so you
I
like
want
Beyonce over Taylor.
I'm saying I want Beyonce
so you like
to
Beyonce
win.
Beyonce over Taylor?
Yes.
So you like Beyonce more than Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Do you think Taylor Swift is the epitome of white privilege?
Yes.
But I think she's worked hard and earned it too. But she has worked hard.
Is Samantha Carpenter? Is she good?
Sabrina?
Oh, did I say Samantha?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, yeah, she's another one too. I think she's like a
she's
nominated
the Taylor
too.
Model.
Yeah, and she's the girl who's like, yeah, I slept with your man and you tasted him when you kissed me. Like, so she's that girl, so they like her.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who so, they?
Whose man does she taste? His or hers? Well, anyway, Jay, we hope that you get off the charges. And Beyonce, you know, just go away for a while and come back with Act 3, which is going to be a rock album, I think, right? Just homage to Tina Turner and rock and roll. Mm. I could see that. And then do you want to see her tour Cowboy Carter?
I do, yeah.
I think we're good.
I want to see it. I thought
so you want to see her tour Cowboy Carter?
Yeah.
Jolene. No. No. Leave it on iTunes. Love you both. Bye-bye. Time for thoughts and prayers. ...2025 is officially here, and while we hope to start the year off on a positive note, it's been a little bittersweet. I mean, while most of us were partying the night away, some of us sadly didn't get the opportunity to, and didn't get an opportunity to make it home, because in New Orleans, they experienced one of the most tragic terror attacks the nation has ever seen, and has seen in years. And to those affected, we send our sincerest condolences. Entering a new year is supposed to be filled with love and joy, and newfound motivation and inspiration to begin the year. Or in Diplo's case, bring a new psychedelic trip. And while Diplo was tripping on LSD, our girl Rihanna was teaching the very first lesson of the new year. If you come for me, I will and shall come for you. Meanwhile, Slim Thug gave the black community a New Year's resolution to stop blaming white people for everything. He said it's 2025, so let it fly and let it go. Let it go and let it fly. Either way. But you can't tell that to all the Selena fans because the streets are claiming that her killer is trying to make parole, but there's a bounty on her head. The world has gone mad. Now, this new year brought us something else we never thought we'd see. Joe Budden's bare booty being charged for disorderly lewdness. The internet's claiming he was sleepwalking in the nude, and now the internet claims that he's the real Sleepy Joe, not Joe Biden. They also gave him some new nicknames like Joe Buttonhead and Joe Butt Naked. I'm gonna name him Joe, but why? Now I can't. Y'all are entirely too much. We're only a couple days into 2025, and it's already been one hell of a year. Somebody asked Cat Williams if we're in for 2024 part two. As a matter of fact, Cat, this is your invitation to the Jason Lee Show so we can bear it all. In the meantime, we're wishing all of our supporters a happy new year, and may this year bring you everything that you hope to have and accomplish. I want everybody to prosper, y'all. And Stockton, we got work to do. We've already had our first homicide on the first day of the new year. Sending my condolences to the family of all involved. In the meantime, make sure you follow everything here at the Jason Lee podcast on Hollywood Unlocked. Follow the Jason Lee Show. Follow me. Follow Rob. Follow Marina. And also, I'm going to be launching my TikTok soon because I'm going to go behind the scenes of everything. So the first thing I'm going to go behind the scenes on is my swearing in day and my party and all that. So I'm going to take all of you behind the scenes. I'm going to put a picture of my Snapchat right here. You can scan it, download it, whatever. I think it's I Am Jason Lee is my Snapchat. Anyway, follow me. I'm a Snap star. Bye. The Jason Lee Podcast.